For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
It is the 100th anniversary of the Easter Uprising that set in motion the Irish Republic. And one of the key figures at that time was Yeats.
The Yeats Project, which is down at the Andrews Theatre, two short plays by William Butler Yeats, a collaboration of the Irish Classical Theatre, John Laird Dance, and Torrance Space. They're doing two of the shorter, earlier works, The Land of Heart's Desire and At the Hawk's Well, plays that were inspired by Japanese no drama, which is a very stylized, highly symbolic form of drama in which the performers wear masks. This, of course, is what inspires the collaboration with John Laird of Laird Dance in order to make it move. You know, no drama called The Art of Walking. The dancers have been employed in this instance to portray the atmosphere around the actors. Dan Shanahan of Torrance Space is providing the scenography. Torrance Space is quite known for the eye-popping visuals, and Vincent O'Neill, artistic director of Irish Classical Theatre Company, and a great Yeats enthusiast, directing. The collaboration has been quite happy, and it's unusual. We don't see a lot of non-realistic drama, honestly. To go back to something symbolist in nature is a rare opportunity, and I can see why bringing someone from the world of dance, where abstraction is assumed, would benefit the project. And so it adds a level of interest in my book.
It opens this Friday night, and it runs through May 8th at the Andrews Theater, the home of Irish Classical. Meanwhile, how to succeed in business without really trying is continuing at Musical Fair Theater.
Their own stage out in Snyder. They've had Avenue Q running downtown at 710 Main. I went to the opening of How to Succeed. A delightful musical. I've always loved it. First familiar through Bobby Morse's recreation of his Broadway performance in the film, and had seen both Broadway revivals, the first with Matthew Broderick and the second with Daniel Radcliffe, who apparently is well known from a series of movies. I think the thing to remember is that the Mad Men era was very aware that it was creaking at the seams. How to Succeed was a cartoon in its first incarnation. But within that reality, the performers portray their characters with total sincerity, which adds to the absurdity. Everyone knew that excluding women from the workforce in that way was untenable. Everyone knew that secretaries were running companies, that the Levittown phenomenon was not sustainable. And that's what informs this piece. So its wry sense of humor evokes from the earnest commitment to this absurd gesture. This production, Out at Musical Fair, directed by Chris Kelly, is very lively. You are entirely at the mercy of your casting. And some of this casting is very, very good, and some of it misfires. But once that's set in motion, there you go. I thought Kelly Copps was lovely as Rosemary, liked her very much. Kevin Craig, inspired as Bud Frump, just absolutely perfect. It is not a show about Bud Frump, but this production kind of is, and we kind of root for his downfall more than one might otherwise. Everyone very, very talented.
Well, we did mention Avenue Q, and it continues. It's excellent through this Sunday, the 24th.
I agree, it's excellent.
And one of those funny Shea Smith productions with a title that just goes on and on, but it starts with Help, My Husband Has Gone Missing, also through Sunday at 7 o'clock. Upcoming, not too far down the road, both opening on April 29th, Farragut North.
Farragut North is a subway stop. I guess they call them metro stops in Washington, D.C., near the heart of power. The play is about Howard Dean's failed run for the presidency, and that's at Road Less Traveled Theater.
Oh, Wait Until Dark. Now, that was a great movie.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thriller for those who like thrillers. It's a kind of a creaky medium, but if you can get into it, it's lots of fun. And this is the one about a blind woman who is unwittingly in possession of a doll filled with drugs and this nasty killer terrorizing her, and she has to fight him off. And of course,
no spoiler alerts.
No, okay. Well, I thought everyone knew the plot, but maybe not.
No, you don't know. Wait Until Dark.
Wait Until Dark. I think the title says it all.
Well, wait until April 29th, and you can go see that. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.